USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Kansas City Police Chief Stacy Graves says the shooting that happened in Kansas City at the victory parade for the Chiefs was a dispute between several people that ended in gunfire. Graves adding that two of the victims are juveniles and over half of the 22 victims are under the age of 16. One person was killed as the gunfire broke out on Wednesday. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner is sounding the alarms about a serious national security threat, demanding that President Biden declassifies documents that have been made available to Congress. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says the threats are related to an anti-satellite capability that Russia's developing.
There's a lot of things the satellites do for the whole population of Earth. And so any capability that could disrupt that and that could therefore have some impact on services here on Earth and across the world should be of concern to anybody, I think.
Nikki Haley is continuing to face an uphill battle in her home state as she began to turn up some of the rhetoric and comments against frontrunner and former President Donald Trump. Ryan Daniels has the details.
Haley says former President Trump doesn't know what it means to serve.
The reality is he's never been anywhere near a military uniform. He's never had to sleep on the ground. He's never known how to sacrifice. And the most harm he's ever possibly had is getting hit by a golf ball when he's sitting in a golf cart. That's the truth.
Trump did come up through military school as a youngster. Two new polls have the former South Carolina governor trailing former President Trump by more than 30 points in her home state, which has a primary coming up later this month.
Retail sales in January dropped by 8%, which is well over the expected 3% drop. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
President Biden will be traveling to East Palestine, Ohio on Friday, the location of the Norfolk Southern train derailment that took place in early February of 2023. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre commenting on the president's trip, saying that he was invited by the town's mayor.
The president's going to hear directly from the people of East Palestine. This is a trip that he has been wanting to make, but wanted to make sure that it was the right time to do. Obviously, when the derailment happened, the federal agencies were on the ground within hours, and many of them have continued to be there, whether it's the EPA or FEMA.
The United States has waited 50 years to do it. Here's Corey Myers with the details.
The U.S. heading back to the moon. The Odysseus lunar lander, nicknamed Odie, launched in the wee hours of the morning to try and make the first touchdown of a U.S.-made spacecraft on the moon in five decades. Odie set to attempt his landing on February 22nd. It's equipped with a camera system that NASA hopes will give the world an amazing view of that landing.
Autonomous vehicle owner Waymo is recalling a previous version of its software that was used in its driverless cars. The recall, which was announced by the company earlier this week, stems from an incident in December when two self-driving Waymo vehicles in Arizona crashed into a pickup truck that was being towed. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.